darf es etwas mehr Blick sein. Für dich und alle Freunde. Und eine eigene Strandvilla.
Jetzt im Euro-Jackpot. Rund 40 Millionen Euro. Das Leben könnte so Jackpot sein. Mit Euro-Jackpot. In jeder Lotto-Annahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern. Nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Chance auf den Höchstgewinn 1 zu 140 Millionen. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bzga.de.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
I knew I wasn't getting a husband today, but I still had to wear the same robe I was given at 15, now practically threadbare, and go to the annual matching ceremony. Pansy watched me with a typical feline disinterest as I prepared myself, and she yawned and curled up on my bed as I waved goodbye and walked out into the night. After hiking up the highest hill in our commune, I sat on one of the mats reserved for the unmatched, studying the nervous girls in the hut with me. Soon, all the boys that turn 15 this year will enter, meet with us, and make their choice. Whoever they choose must accept, as it was the author's will, and we must abide, so he continue blessing our lands. I used to feel humiliated at these ceremonies. Most girls get a match on their first attendance at 15. A few may get lucky a year or two later. But me, I was already turning 35 and still as single as ever. The community pitied me at first, but the older I got, the more they started avoiding me, especially the young unmatched girls. They didn't want my curse to rub off on them. Honestly though, once I hit 20, it felt more like a blessing than a curse. We were taught from childhood that a girl's purpose was to serve her husband, and at 15, I desperately wanted to prove my worth. But as I grew older, the council didn't know what to do with me, so they had me tend to their gardens, still serving men until a man matched with me. Although I lived in a hut on their property, they left me alone, for it was improper for men to interact with unmatched girls, no matter their age. Their wives and children left me alone too, due to my aforementioned curse. And it was then that I learned how wonderful it was to be independent. Just me, my little hut, the gardens, and Pansy. I was still forced to continue attending the ceremonies though, but I began enjoying them. Certain none of the boys would choose me over one of the younger girls, I'd relax and watch their awkward courtship rituals, trying to guess who'd match with who. After a few years, my predictions became flawless, especially after I began drinking dandelion tea before the ceremony. Intrigued, I experimented with herbs, roots, and flowers from the garden, and soon I could even foresee the matched futures. I was certain I was tapping into Ioth's will due to my connection to his creations. A bell chimed, and I adjusted my patch robe and smiled as a train of teenage boys entered the hut. They walked the perimeter, chest puffed as they studied us. The girls were not supposed to look, but a few were peeking. Raised far from boys, this was their first exposure, and some were visibly trembling. 12 boys, 12 girls, not including me. After I assigned names for each of them in my head, I observed. There was definitely a connection between Ash and Daisy. She was one of the peekers, and his gaze kept travelling to her. Cedar was roaming around Rose, but she wasn't for him. Hyacinth was. He'd figure that out once they started talking. I sensed the strong connection between Lily and both Fir and Cypress. two boys had matched with one girl before, though it wasn't as common as one boy matching with two girls. A second bell chimed. The boys made a beeline for the girls they liked most. Begonia was mobbed by four, much to a shock, though I had to admit, she was the most beautiful. Only Oak would match with her, though. As expected, no one approached me. I watched Cedar make his way to Hyacinth after a quick chat with Rose. Poor Rose was on the verge of tears, but I knew she'd end up with Elm, who was currently talking to Iris. Fur and Cypress both had the chance to sit with Lily, and now they were talking to each other. Yes, I see it clearly now. They'll both match with her, and she'll bear them four children. Xenia and I were the only ones not talking to anyone. She was glaring at me, possibly blaming me for her unpopularity. But she needn't worry. She had a match. I looked around for him and realized he wasn't there. I didn't know what he looked like, but none of the boys in the hut were her match. I heard a slight commotion outside and frowned. Something was going on. Something different. I could sense Sinia's future becoming hazy, and mine was shifting. I sat up, feeling dread for the first time ever. Sinia's match was now mine. Before I could process this change, a boy was pushed into the hut. He stood at the door looking uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable as I was. This was Sinia's match. My match. I named him Pine as I watched him talk to the girls he liked, and it was obvious he had a connection with Xenia. But I still saw his future with me. An unhappy future for the both of us. Either Eorth changed his mind, or I was wrong for once in my life. I hoped for the latter, because there was no way I was letting Pine match with me, even if I went against everything the ceremony stood for. Once I made up my mind, I sensed a new shift and sighed with relief. Pine was going to match with Xenia. I saw it bold and clear again. They will have two kids, a boy and a girl. What I didn't expect was Pine walking over to me, everyone turning to us, a hush taking over the hut. This was the first time any boy had sat in front of me, and he looked as awkward as I was. "Eorth's blessing," he mumbled, focusing on his cuticles. "Eorth's blessing," I said. "My name is Sindon. What name may be its match?" He was following the courtship dialogue we were taught at 15. I didn't even remember it, and I didn't need to. I wasn't vying for his match. "My name is Willow, and I think I'm too old for you." He looked up at me, his expression teetering between shock and offense. "You do not make that decision. I do. And Willow is not a name. It is a tree. Yes, I gave myself that name. What is your real name?" "Willow is my real name." He clenched his jaw. "Very well, Eorth's blessing." He stood up and went to another girl, but the hut became reanimated again. I still sensed that Sindon would match with Xenia, so I relaxed and chuckled to myself. Perhaps he was just curious about the older woman amidst the teens. A third bell chimed, and all the boys exited. After a fourth bell, us ladies followed them down the hill into a field. All the matched men of our commune had already congregated there, sitting on the grass in front of the wooden stage. Up on that stage stood the esteemed members of the council. The boys lined up on the left and the girls on the right, and the matching validation began. The council member called for Willig, and Ash climbed up on stage and announced that Eni was his match. I smiled as Daisy walked up and put a left palm over his right shoulder and a right palm under his left. The council members sprinkled dirt over their hands and thanked Eorth for his blessing, and we all applauded. Afterwards, the match left the field together. As always, all my predictions were correct. And soon, it was only Xenia and me on the girl's side, and Sindon on the boy's side. I was glad it was almost over. The older I got, the more taxing I found this useless standing. I couldn't wait to get back to my hut, drink some chamomile tea, and tell Pansy about tonight. Sindon, the council member said. Sindon shuffled up to the stage. With the Yoth's blessing, I've chosen Willow to be my match. I froze, my heartbeat accelerating as Zinnia glared at me. This couldn't be right. I still sensed him with her. Vez, the council member said, calling out my birth name. Come up to the stage. I walked over in a trance, and Sindon held his palms out, his face stoic, but his hands shaking. It was obvious he didn't choose me, but this couldn't be Eorth's will. I could sense it. This was wrong. I glanced at the men in the audience. None were shocked. I looked at the council members. I saw relief. This was their doing. I was an outlier, a thorn in their side for 20 years, a question they couldn't answer. So they cheated to quiet everyone's unease. But I wasn't going to stay silent. You made him choose me. You dare undermine Eorth's will? One member asked. Eorth's will is for Sindon to match with her. I pointed to Zinnia. Are you claiming to know Eorth's will? The threatening accusation in his tone made me pause, fear seeping into my indignation. All I know is that I'm not Sindon's match. Look at him. He does not want me. Sindon remained quiet as he looked between me and the council. He was as afraid as I was. They shouldn't have roped him into their repulsive plans. It is blasphemous to claim to know better than Eorth, the eldest council member said. I blinked in shock. I'm not claiming to know better than him. I'm supporting him. I pointed again. He wants Sindon to match with her, and they are to have a son and a daughter. Whispers rippled through the crowd, and I shrank into myself, afraid I'd said too much. A strange premonition overlapped my vision, and I gulped as I saw myself running through the trees, Pansy in my arms. It was dangerous for me to stay here. I had to run. I turned away, but a strong grasp on my arm pulled me back. I looked at the offending council member in alarm. This was the first time any man had touched me. He was breaking their own rules, and the crowd's whispers turned to gasps. You are a witch, he spat. You have been manipulating our futures and bewitching the ceremony attendees so you can remain unmatched. What? I stared at him in utter disbelief. How would I do that? Why would I do that? So you would be in proximity to our quarters to spy on us and control us. That position was your choice. I had no say. And so you could tend to our gardens, he continued, not listening to me as he addressed the crowd. She wanted access to all our plants for her potions. I do not make potions. She's been manipulating us from the start, cursing our crops, making our children sick, ruining our peace. She's been working against Eorth to drive us away from his blessings. Witch, the crowd yelled, jumping up. She must be stopped. Burn her. No, I struggled against the man holding me. Let go. I'm not a witch. I've done nothing wrong. She's trying to manipulate us. Subdue her. I screamed as the men descended on me, my desperate thrashing futile against their ropes and resolve. They shoved a scarf in my mouth and tied me to one of the stage's pillars, and I gasped as the eldest council member grabbed one of the surrounding torches. By Eorth's will, we shall rid our community of the witch that has been plaguing us with her impure ways. I looked with dread at the faces glaring at me, my frantic heart pulsating against the tight bonds. They were ready to burn me for something I had no hand in. My celibacy was Eorth's will, and my solitude theirs. Why couldn't I see that? Why couldn't they accept me? He turned and brought the torch closer to the stage, and I squirmed and pleaded, the coarse ropes abrading my skin and threadbare robe. I squeezed my eyes shut, my panicked breaths wheezing as I prayed to Eorth, beseeched him to save one of his most loyal followers. The crackle of the torch got closer, and my tears soaked the scarf as the heat of the flames taunted my trembling skin. I peeked through my eyelids, the eager expressions on the men's faces terrifying as they awaited my incineration. I bucked and thrashed, bleeding, crying, begging. But it was the bolt of lightning that stopped them in their tracks. I looked up at the cloudy sky, shuddering as thunder rumbled around us. Was Eorth answering my prayers? A single drop splattered at my bare feet before a torrent followed, the chaotic rain merging with my tears. I looked at the men, sniffling, certain they would see this as Eorth's intervention.
What should we do? Someone asked.
This is Eorth's will, a council member said, making my heart leap. Yes, another agreed. Women must also be present to discourage such acts. Please forgive us, Eorth, for our haste. My heart dropped. We shall prepare a proper execution tomorrow at high noon. What about the witch? Leave her here. Let her experience the wrath of Eorth. I yelled in despair, but they ignored my muffled pleas as they left me alone. I dropped my head, my hair forming a sopping cage around my weeping face. I wished I really was a witch. Then I could have turned them all into weeds. What was wrong with being different anyway? I did the best I could with the life Eorth dealt me. I cherished his creations, predicted his will, and appreciated his blessings. I lifted my head, squinting against the biting rain as I clenched my jaw on the scarf. If all that made me a witch, then so be it. At least I died for something I believed in. I didn't want to live in this intolerant community anymore. A soft touch around my ankle startled me, and I looked down to see Pansy by my feet. My heart strained as she sat and blinked at me, the rain matting her silver fur. I didn't know if anyone would care for her after I was gone. Oh, Pansy, I thought. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to leave you like this. You haven't left me yet. I gasped, staring wide-eyed at her as a wry voice echoed in my head. So, you can finally understand me. Took you long enough. Am I hallucinating? She licked a paw. No. You are not a cat? No, but I've taken the shape of one. I'm a familiar, here to help you understand your abilities.
My abilities?
Yes, she stretched. There aren't as many witches as there used to be. Technology has stopped them from connecting to Mother Nature. Fortunately, you were born a witch, and had the perfect environment to cultivate your abilities. Unfortunately, you were almost brainwashed to the point I almost gave up on you. My mind was reeling.
I am really a witch?
Yes, though not in the way they're accusing you of being. You can't cast spells or manipulate people, but you do have a connection to Mother Nature's flora.
That is the second time you mention Mother Nature. Who is she?
She is everything natural, from under the sea to the sky.
Is that not Eorth?
Maybe that's what they called her back in the day. But your kooky community twisted her into some strange deity. Mother Nature is a lot more accepting, as long as you treat her right.
Is she the one who answered my prayers?
No, she doesn't do that. She acts for the greater good, so it seems she has high hopes for you.
Is she the reason I never got a match?
No, that was my doing.
You? I said in shock. Why? How?
I've got my own abilities, and I use them to protect yours. If you'd gotten matched at your 15, you'd never have cultivated your skills. She blinked her amber eyes. Are you upset?
Well, I was at first, but then I was glad I did not have to serve a man.
I paused in thought.
My relationship predictions from you too.
She snorted. No, that was your interest, not mine. You figured out which plants aid in divination.
They can help you predict a lot more than relationships, by the way. But they never did. Because you never needed them to. The ceremonies were your only mysteries in this boring little commune of yours. I paused as I remembered my latest vision. Did I see myself running with you? That's a good sign. It means we're getting out of here. She walked to the edge of the stage. We should get moving before morning. There's a coven not too far from here. They'll take us in and give us a safe space to practice. A coven? Yes, a group of other witches. There are others. Yes, though not exactly like you. You're botanical, while they're a mix of atmospheric, aquatic, faunal, and mineral. They've also lived in the real world instead of a backwards commune. The real world? Yes, cities, electricity, cars, internet, phones. When I used to disappear for weeks at a time, I was out there trying to learn what I could as times changed. She tilted her head at my confusion. Don't worry, you'll get to know everything once we get out of here. My pulse raced with excitement and renewed life. I'm ready. She curled up. All right, that's good to hear. Now, free yourself. What? Use your abilities to escape. Summon a vine with a sharp thorn to slice through the ropes, or strong roots to rip them apart. I blinked, dumbfounded. I can do that? Yes, now show me. But I do not know how. Then you better figure it out, quick, before morning. I shot a nervous glance at the huts in the distance. Please, Pansy, I do not even know where to start. Can you not untie me? She sighed and jumped off the stage. I was hoping you'd at least try before asking for help. Wait, come back. I'll try. Pansy! I shot muffled yells at her as she walked away. With the rain still pouring, I looked around in despair, clueless and forsaken. With no other option, I stared at the grass, willing it to grow thicker, longer and sharper. Despite Pansy's mention of our lack of spells, I couldn't help but chant in my head as I wiggled my fingers, urging the blades to live up to their name. After what felt like forever, I dropped my head, panting from exhaustion, my eyes stinging and my body aching. I guess I wasn't getting out of here. Even my prediction was wrong. I was a failure as a witch, so much so that the familiar who was patient enough to wait 20 years abandoned me in disgust. Stop moping, I didn't abandon you. I jerked my head up to see Pansy trotting over with a rusted piece of metal in her mouth. Pansy, I tried, I really did. I know. He hopped up on the stage and placed the front paws on the pillar. Here, grab it. Careful, it's sharp. I took the metal from her and got to work slicing through my buns. Did you read my mind? Not really. We communicate by direct thoughts at each other. But your self-loathing was quite loud. Are you done? I flung the last coil away. Yes. Good. Ready to run? Let's go. I looked down. Should I carry you? That would be nice. I cradled Pansy and followed her directions as I ran through the trees. Do you have a name? Or should I keep calling you Pansy? I have a name, but after 20 years, Pansy has grown on me. I'm just glad I didn't approach you in between the sneeze warts instead. I didn't think anything could make me laugh after today, but I chuckled. Pansies are beautiful. They're one of my favorite flowers. I'm honored. So, at this coven, I will learn all my abilities? Yes. What will I be able to do? I can't wait to find out.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.